This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:39 on the Sweet Spot as we enter Memorial Day weekend live at Fan and Tree Farm with the ticket takeover. Sweet Spot closing that portion of the broadcast day down. We do have the hard line out at the Nelson. We'll chat with those boys in a little bit with why today doesn't suck, but still plenty of time to get out here, grab yourself some free barbecue. I see some P1s enjoying a cold brew as we enter the weekend. All sorts of snacks and goodies, and you can double dip on savings because all trees are on sale and tax-free this weekend through Monday, Memorial Day. Get yourself a tree, and of course, that one-year Fan and Tree guarantee. And without further ado, let's throw it back to Monto and have the best of the rest with the NIT break.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates this week. We will vote and decide who is the winner. Starting with candidate number one, it is Bruce Levine.
Okay.
Oh, he joins us.
The real one. The one I think we'll be able to understand. As this was a late nomination from Sod, because Sod alerted me to this. Apparently last week, Baldy and Bruce were doing the 10 to noon show, and they mixed with the Funhouse noon to 2 on Saturday.
Okay.
They were talking about road rage and getting into it with people out on the roadways. And Bruce, and he means no offense when he says any of this, says people would react differently if they got into it with Saad Youssef.
I've had people try to slow down and try to... to bait me into that, but I'm with you, Travis.
No,
I'm flooring.
I'm out.
It.
I will keep my road rage contained to my car, and that is it.
Well, nothing personal, Sai, but with your ethnic background, you get out of the car. They're going to blame you. It's going to be your fault no matter what. It doesn't matter. It's going to be your fault 100%
of
the time.
So what do y'all have going on today?
Travis just back
you
up.
You know I'm right, though. You know no matter what happens, it's
probably
going to be your fault.
Yeah, but also, I don't know. Maybe it could be another person of my ethnicity. Who knows?
It's still going to be your fault because you're in the media.
Nah, that's...
the goalpost being moved there.
Between the ethnic background and being in the media, it's 1,000% your fault every day of the week.
I think they're going to step out of the car and be like, oh my God, you're Saad Youssef. Hold on a second.
Feels like we're revealing a lot about Bruce today.
Wow.
How many times did he say ethnic background?
Too many.
And to double down
would be
and
a
say,
little too many.
And to double down and be like, you know I'm right.
Though. No,
you know I'm right.
That's the thing.
Guys, support me.
Early
right?
on, I was like, I think that Bruce is wrong. And then he told me that he was right, and I had to back down.
Yeah, you know, I'm white. So I didn't get away with more.
You mean, look at you, Sod. You're ethnic. It's going to be on you. I don't know about that, Bruce.
Goodness.
Anyway, Bruce Levine, candidate number one.
Wow.
Candidate number two here on the IT break.
And that was in the mix. Yeah. It was right away.
He was wrapping up his day. Star season's over. You don't got to worry about nothing. Candidate number two here is Sean Bass.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, Seabass.
Oh, yeah.
What now?
Well, we were having a fun conversation during news.
Uh-huh.
And then you decided to accuse Mino of something... nefarious. Fall over.
Yikes.
To avoid a nastier crash.
Not for me.
Yeah. No, I'm out.
I might be a meow meow, but I'm not going to ride a motorcycle. I'm good.
I'll just free solo stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be the only one to.
Well, yeah, you are an adrenaline
demise.
Junkie.
Courage.
Yeah. You going to try 5 feet next time?
We'll see. I've been scouting out the next location.
Been going
maybe at Fannin tomorrow. We'll see what
schools,
we got.
Doing scout work.
No.
Wait, what?
I'm not going.
Well, yeah. The thing at Fannin. Oh, yeah. Lando didn't listen to much of the compound because you were at Shire.
You said going to elementary schools to scout.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to leave that one alone.
Scouting the playground so he can.
Not the kids on the playground.
Right.
Just the playground itself.
Yeah, the equipment, yes.
When school is
what
not
the hell
in
is
session.
Uh-huh.
Getting real red over there.
Predator Sean again.
Yeah, you're Predator
pal. Predator pal over there.
The film.
Corby's fist
yeah,
pumping.
Like,
yeah.
Corby, what are you doing here?
Hey.
Corby's like, whoa.
Why are you wearing a trench coat?
Oh,
So mine goes to these playgrounds, and it's like, I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at the architecture.
As soon as he said elementary schools, I was trying to call a timeout or get an intentional foul to slow this one down. let's just stop this one.
That's your level of wall climbing right now, though, is the...
It's the schools. After school is out.
The elementary school.
If nobody else is around.
Yeah.
No kids.
He's gotten those playgrounds, I know.
Late at night.
All right, so
no
Sean.
No kids around. School is out of session now, so
you,
we're fine.
The one sea bass are candidate number two.
I accept.
Candidate number three here is Gordon Keith. Last week at the compound, he was not ready for a live spot.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hold on tight.
Hey, P1s. Oh, no, that's April. Wait a second.
Is this on the air?
Yeah, unfortunately. But wait, we will be back in just a moment.
That was it. He's done.
Just petered out there.
Yeah.
He was more professional than the hard line is when they're not ready because they just cuss.
Good. Yeah. He just went all.
Dave or Corby will just drop a word you can't say or just crap. Nope, this is April.
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
And then, yeah, luckily, and Gordon doesn't normally have this, the dolphin to stop him down whenever he does forget a live spot, but in this one he did.
Hold on tight.
Hey, P1s. Oh, no, that's April. Wait a second.
Is this on the air?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You never are doing good radio when they have to ask, is this on the air?
Yeah. We had a few of those moments at the compound.
Uh-huh. It happens. What are you going to do about it? All right. Gordo is candidate number three. Candidate number four here, it's our all-time leader, Ham.
Okay.
And Ham,
welcome
as
back,
a work in progress, was filling in for the invasion on Monday and Tuesday, thought he was going to be able to have a clean sheet because Travis was the one hosting news.
Mm.
So Ham is not going to have a problem. But Ham, once again, made up a word.
There was a guy at the golf course that was around the corner of my house when I was growing up. That's what he would do. He would just have his little snorkel, and he would go out in their little water.
Gosh, I'd rather sell blood or something. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
I think he may have owned the course and then resold them to people coming into play.
Ah,
it's a nice little grift.
But you demolished him by calling him having a little snorkel.
Well, it was a little snorkel.
I don't know what that word is either.
Demonished.
I don't know.
I understood what he said. I understood. That's a new
admonished. Yeah.
Ooh, that's better.
Yeah. Well, put in your piggy bank for next time. So he was either looking for admonish or diminish.
Yeah.
And he just said demonish.
Demonish.
Like making a demon out of something is the word he was searching. Yeah, demonish. It makes sense. Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
Be a demon.
Yes. That's not a bad created word.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can add that
creative
to the lexicon.
Creative words are cool, yeah.
Well, you're lucky that you have the sweet spot defense team there.
Precipice.
EA will create words, and you're like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, at least that one was a real word. He just used it in the wrong context. EA makes them out of thin air.
Of course.
Like Bork. All right, speaking of our favorite, the high seas plower himself, EA Azad, is candidate number five. Now, EA is the candidate here, but you are going to hear a noise from Elf in the middle of this. I promise you he's okay.
Fart.
Okay. But it sounds like that he is exercising a demon in the middle
of... He's demonished.
Yes, he is being full demonished in the middle of EA stumbling through a 40-liner.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
The Ticket is proud. The Ticket is proud to partner with the PJ. I don't know. The Ticket is proud to partner with the PGA Championship coming to the PGA Frisco next May. Text PGA to 22126 to win the ultimate ticket for the 2027 PGA Championship. Exclusive access and one-of-a-kind experiences. Go to the What's Happening page on theticket.com and check out what's included in the ultimate ticket. You're not going to believe it.
Okay. That was beautiful. Happened. Just want to say hi to George and Greg real quick.
Should have recorded that one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can we hear the elf noise isolated? Do we have that?
I don't know.
It's the most insane noise I've ever heard.
He's demonished.
I don't know.
It sounds like the...
He sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, he sounds like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know.
Like the Dilophosaurus.
Yes.
An Elphosaurus.
We looked up, he sounds like that. He sounds like a ring wraith from Lord of the Rings, Lando.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of... I don't know. I cannot believe that he was okay after making that noise. That's been stuck in my mind all week.
That's incredible.
I feel like he should be nominated.
I agree.
Because I think Heath shot EA's wheels off after he initially struggled to start.
Like EA screwing up a 40-liner. Of course, that's going to happen.
Better. I'll say, EA has gotten better. Yeah, Dylan Reed, not really.
Yeah, no, Dylan, not.
Sorry, Dylan.
All right.
The funny thing is, because we brought it up to Elf on Sunday, no one on his crew even realized that happened until we replayed it. Even though they saw the entirety of hell spill out of him in our studio.
You actually get an old priest and a young priest in there for the mix. Good Lord.
How wide open was his mouth when he made that noise?
It hit the ground.
It was as big as EA's head.
I don't know.
That is the worst noise I've ever heard.
Okay, this next candidate better have a laugh. Holy moly.
All right, our last one here is Craig Rosengarten, who is having a one-man conversation on the T-Box.
But every year, the owner of Midway Press goes to Vegas for a golf trip because our paper supplier is a member at Southern, blank, whatever great, Southern Islands, thank you. And it's a great golf course. And
did you just thank yourself for coming up with that?
Yeah, you did. I'm glad you said that.
It's a little Arnie there. Couldn't think of the word. Finally thought of it. And then thanked
himself.
Get lost
sometimes. Boom. Nailed it.
Thank you, Greg. You're welcome, Greg.
Stop doing your Gilbert Grape voice. It makes me laugh too much.
All right, we got to vote. Is it candidate number one, Bruce, not being a big fan of sod, apparently? Ooh. No offense.
Hey,
Predator,
but I'm right.
Predator pal Sean. Gordo, not ready. Demonish Ham. Demonic. Elf and EA, or one man Rosen. Let's start the voting with Lando.
Elphosaurus.
Sean.
Yeah, the Jurassic cloned elf. We have to have that.
Ham.
I don't know.
Got it in my eye. I'm blind.
Mino.
I think we're going for a clean sweep. Demonished elf.
Yeah, let's make it a complete 5-0.
Hey.
And make that elf, he only has 2 all right time, there. So he still needs 12 to catch him.
Not many clean sweeps in NIT history. Congrats, Elf. I hope he's okay. It's